It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
John chapter 5 and verse 24 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Well, who's Jesus speaking of here? He's speaking about believing on someone. Well, I believe the answer of who we're to believe in, once again, is God, of course, God the Father, the one who sent Jesus. Remember John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Well, Jesus says there that if you honor the Father, you're going to honor him. Well, in John chapter 14 and verse 1, we'll get to that as we study the book of John. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled." Many times we stop there and we dwell on that saying there, that part of that verse, "Let not your heart be troubled." That brings comfort to us when we read that. "Let not your heart be troubled." And that's speaking to a saved person. Well, the verse goes on to say, "You believe in God, believe also in me." Well, that verse could be speaking to an unsaved person as well. "Let not your heart be troubled." Why? Now, how? How can a person's heart not be troubled? You believe in God, believe also in me. We're to do what God wants us to do. We're to do what God sent Jesus to do, and that was to seek and to save those who are lost. The first thing we need to do is get saved. Trust Jesus as our Lord and Savior. That verse says again, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." The person who trusts Jesus Christ as Savior right now, today, those people who trusted him yesterday, let's think about the ones who trust him right now. The Bible says that we are now the sons of God, that we now have eternal life. We don't have to wait for this body to die to have eternal life. We have it right now. There's no doubt. Nothing or no one is going to be able to take eternal life from us because we have it right now. No one is able to separate us from the love of God, according to the Bible. No one is able to separate us from the salvation that Jesus gives us freely. Now notice verse 25 of John chapter 5. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." Well, now we can look at that a couple of different ways. I believe it will do no harm to the verse when I say this, "The hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God." Once again, and I've mentioned this before, that people are dead in trespasses and sins until they come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. The Bible says we're dead. Dead men walking. And so therefore, when a person listens, when that person listens to the Holy Spirit, when that person listens to Jesus Christ, says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, right now, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God." You see, the person who is unsaved needs to hear the voice of God right now. Because we've talked about the white throne judgment. At the white throne judgment, people will hear the voice of God. They will hear the voice of Jesus Christ. He is the judge. They will hear the voice then, but it's too late for him to raise them. In other words, it's too late for him to give them life. It's too late because they will be cast into the lake of fire. The hour is coming and now is, right now. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. That means now is the time when a person needs to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. The next moment may be too late. The hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. And notice, and they that hear shall live. A person who hears the voice of God, who listens, they will live right then. they become a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. This old vile body is going to be changed one day, and we're going to receive a body fashioned like that of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, He came out of the grave. He came out of the grave and ascended back to the Father, where He is right now, at the right hand of the Father. He's making intercession for those people who have trusted Him as Savior. Now, when we get saved, we've passed from death unto life, and they that hear shall live. If you've never trusted Him, you need to hear what I'm saying today, because I'm speaking from the Word of God. If you listen, you can live. If you pay attention, if you want to pass from death unto life, you need to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Well, let me read that verse again now, and let's look at it like this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. Jesus, according to the Scriptures, could come back at any moment. Oh, He's not going to touch down on the earth at that time. He's coming back in the air. He's going to receive us, those of us who have trusted Him as Savior, and we're going to go to be with Him at that time. It says, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, they that hear shall live. Now, we have eternal life right now, but there's one day when we're going to live even more. We're going to realize that this old body has been changed and eternal life becomes really real to us at that time. In the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. That means those people who have died and going on. That you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Now he's speaking about people who've died knowing Jesus Christ as Savior. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Now notice what takes place. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself, this is speaking of Jesus Christ, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. That's those people who have died before the rapture of the church. That's those people who know Jesus Christ as, who have known Jesus Christ as Savior, and they have died, and I believe they're with Jesus Christ. Verse 17 says, after this takes place, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We're told to do this. We're told to listen to this. We're told to pay attention to what God has to say here, and there's a reason. Verse 18 of 1 Thessalonians 4 says this, because of all of this, because of what I've just read to you, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, you may be going through a rough time. You may be already saved. That doesn't mean you don't have difficult times in this life. But we're to comfort one another. And I want to comfort you today and let you know that you believe in God, believe also in Jesus Christ. Remember, let not your heart be troubled. He's coming for us. He's coming for those of us who have trusted Him as Lord and Savior. Let not your heart be troubled. Keep looking up. Keep looking up to the sky. When you walk out of your house, when you walk out and you're outside, look up, because the Bible says your redemption draweth nigh. Look up, and every time you look up at the sky, let that be a reminder to you that Jesus Christ is coming soon, and the sooner the better. Well, notice back in John chapter 5 now, we pick up our study there, and I'm going to read verse 25 again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God. I believe we're going to hear the voice. They come up here through the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. We're going to realize more then about having eternal life. We're going to realize it especially at that time. Verse 26, "For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself." And verse 27 says, "And hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man." But notice, the Father hath life in himself, and so he has given the Son life in himself, and Jesus Christ in turn gives us life in ourselves because we trust him as Savior. "And hath given him," Jesus, "authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice." Now, that doesn't mean there's going to be a general resurrection. Some people will teach that there's going to be the end of the world when it comes, they say. There's going to be a general resurrection when saved and lost and all the individuals will be raised. That's not what this is teaching. "It shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation." That's simply saying that, and I've mentioned this before, that there's going to be a time when you and I stand at the judgment seat of Christ. We're going to be raised. We're going to be raised and go up to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a separation that takes place here. Those of who have done good unto the resurrection of life. Remember, I made mention earlier here that we do not fully realize the eternal life that God has given us. But at that time, we're going to realize it more than at any other time, that we do have eternal life, because it's real at that point. Right now, we can't even imagine what it's going to be like when we're with our Lord and Savior. "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life." And notice, "and they that have done evil." There's a separation here. Life and death. "And they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation." That's for those people who stand at the white throne judgment, forever damned in the lake of fire, and never to escape from there, but always be tormented day and night. It's a time when the worm dieth not. It's a time of great suffering when people are there who have never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Verse 30 goes on to say, "I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father, which hath sent me." Remember Jesus, as he was in the Garden of Gethsemane praying, he said, "Lord, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me." But he added, "Not my will, but thy will be done." Jesus Christ does not want anyone going to a lake of fire. He wants everybody to be saved. He does not want to see people at the white throne judgment cast in the lake of fire, but he's a just judge, and people must be punished for not receiving eternal life. And that eternal life is through him, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the time we've had together. And I pray now that you would use what has been said for your honor and your glory. I pray that Jesus Christ has been lifted up, and I pray that he will continue to be lifted up, so that all who see him would be saved. Seeing him means that the Holy Spirit has led a person to really realize they're lost on their way to hell and they need a Savior. May you bless those who hear this word. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.